Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat, rain, sleet, and snow, he will still get on the go, Pagano.
Yeah, it's very, very disillusioning to look at these maps and say, this is what's going to happen and not feel like it is. Okay? Winter weather advisories are out. The National Weather Service is thinking an inch.
Then why put out a trap? Why put out an advisory?
Because there will be snow and there will be ice, and that will make travel hazardous. So that's their story. I'm going a little higher. Not that I'm going to be right, but I've gone a little higher based on previous experience. So increasing clouds with snow coming in late today, most of your day free of snow, 30 to 35. Snow tonight will go to a wintry mix, then go over to rain very late tonight. Prior to that, 2 to 4 inches of snow and some ice. Now, it doesn't mean that you get four. The range is 2 to 4. So you could only get 2, you make it 3. Thursday, the wintry mix and or rain will end. We get some sun in the 50s. So whatever we do get begins melting. Friday, the continued melting, sunny to partly cloudy mid-40s. Sun will mix with clouds on Saturday, mid-40s. Rain comes in late Saturday night. It could be a wintry mix when it starts Saturday night. And then Sunday is rain and highs in the 40s. So really, this appears at this point right now to be, in my opinion, a nuisance storm. And nevertheless, you have to plan as if it were a major storm. And that's all it's going to be, a nuisance storm like all the rest of them have been so far this year.
And there's no end in sight.
Well, we'll have to see that next week. Earlier, they were trying to say that there would be a storm again around this time next week. And now the models are backing off. But I don't trust any of them because they're all terrible. Let me just give you an example again this morning. First of all, let's go back to yesterday. What did the new experimental GFS give to us yesterday for the storm? It gave us 1 inch. Okay? What did it give us today?
What did it give us today?
1 inch.
All right.
So it's staying consistent.
Yep.
But let me give you an example of some other areas. Let's go to New York City. New York City, one of our very good models for a storm like this, the NAM, was giving New York City close to 6 inches overnight. That was this overnight period. And then the new one just came out and loaded from 6 to 1.8. Dropped it 4 inches.
What about for us?
The NAM for us is saying 2.6.
All right.
2.5 inches. And that was one of my reasons for keeping 2 to 4. I was thinking of going 1 to 3. But I'm not so sure that we're not going to get some snow again like we did earlier this week on the backlash. And we pick up an additional inch tomorrow just before it clears and gets mild. So I wasn't taking chances. And based on previous storms, I said 2 to 4 should do it. If people get ready for 2 to 4 and only one falls, they're happy.
All right. I'll take that.
And that's about it. I mean, I can't tell you how tired I am of looking at weather maps, but I guess I am scrutinizing them, closer than I normally do, and it's making my eyes very tired.
Well, it's only 13 degrees here.
Yeah, it's cold, but you'll get. You'll get warming today ahead of this storm, and not tremendous warming. That's one of the reasons why we continue to forecast snow, because it is cold. Although right now, where the radar shows heavy snow in southern Pennsylvania, it's not doing a thing. Checked with my client down there, said not a flake, and the reason for that?
Dry air.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Marshall. Dry air. You got it.
It's simply Virga.
Right. That's what it is. You got it right on the nose. It is Virga. You are right. Virga. So We shall see what the Virga does to us today, because sometimes it could really, really send us for a wallop. And we shall see. Other than that, we're just moving right along here, trying to get everything ready for the big premiere night. Saturday night's our big night. Sunday night's a big night for Hollywood.
Yeah, with no host for the Academy Awards. Oh, by the way, I watched The Green Book yesterday.
What did you think?
Great movie. Now,
Is that a great movie?
I mean, it was just every role was here. Let me put it this way: my father was a comedian, Jackie Miles. He played the Copa all the time. When we were kids, we would go into the Copa. And when they mentioned Jules Podell, who was the owner of the Copa, I met him as a small kid. I met him. And so what they put into the movie was real. Now, was it an exact blow by blow of what exactly happened? No, it's based on the story. But everything they did in that movie, every actor and that they put into every role, whether it was a male or female, white, black, or whatever, Italian, they all were superb. You didn't feel like you were watching acting. You felt like you were part of something that was happening.
That's what I thought. And there was comedy. There was dramatics.
Yep.
You really, as you put it, you got to know them, and you felt that you almost were traveling with them. So, the fact that it's a true story, it was kind of remarkable. And really, when you think about it, those two actors held down the whole movie.
And the Cadillac they were in, the four-door Cadillac, it was 62 Cadillac. My father broke my mother's heart. He had always bought Lincoln Continentals. And in 1962, he switched to a Cadillac convertible that was that color green.
And interesting.
That's what everything in the movie resonated with me. But as a two-hour movie, it flew by. And there's one thing in the middle of the movie that surprises you. Oh, it surprised me anyway. And then they move on with the rest of the movie. But it was a great way to transition the way the two got along together.
Right.
And I'm talking about the bathhouse scene.
Right.
It was a fun movie to watch that kept you interested.
Yep. And I really do think it is a candidate for best movie.
I hope so. Like I said, I'm no movie expert, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Right. And that's it. You know, and it's a movie that you'll remember.
Yeah. Most. I bought it. I didn't just watch it. I bought it. As opposed to, I bought it because it's a movie I will watch over and over again.
Right. It's done very, very well. So if anybody gets an opportunity to do so, by all means, yes. And it'll be interesting to see what happens at the Oscars Sunday night. But, I mean, a lot of people say, well, they don't think Green Book will get it. But, my thinking is still Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw that too.
Yeah, and that was excellent.
I was never a huge Queen fan. Okay, right. I enjoyed their music. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed their music, and I became a fan of theirs probably middle way when they went from being heavy rock into a disco area where they came out with Radio Gaga. Remember that song?
Right.
Yeah. But the movie was fun to watch because you follow the life of Freddie Mercury. And it was an interesting life. And, even though critics of the movie say they didn't go into Freddie Mercury's gay life as much as they should have, I say that's BS. In an hour and 45, 50 minutes, if you're going to make a movie about the band, they showed that he was not a homosexual or bisexual. They showed that in the movie. They didn't have they didn't have to show any more because we all knew that. We all knew he died of AIDS, and it was sad. He died at 47. So I thought that was another good movie. I, once again, I bought that. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's so interesting how they poo-pooed his Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, when combining opera with rock, this never worked. Radio stations will never play it. And it turns out being one of the biggest songs ever.
That's the song, one of the songs that turned it for me with them. You know, it's just plain and simple. Also, it showed you how we will rock you, how that came about. That came off just by they wanted the fans to do something in the crowd, and they came up with that foot stomp and the We Will Rock You.
Right.
So yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was a good movie as well. So
very, very good. Yes, and they did well this year. Hollywood did well, as far as I'm concerned. They produced a lot of good films.
Yep, absolutely. I think you're right. And we produced another great weather forecast film review.
Yes, and let's hope we produced another good, accurate forecast, which you'll, of course, let me know tomorrow morning. And you'll probably say, Pad, you were right. You should have only gone with 1 inch.
We'll see what happens. Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Bye, Marshall. Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and our review of current films up before the Academy.